the National Student Radio Conference is coming up at Cardiff University, and a huge part of that first night is Demo Factor. My name's Emma Bradshaw, I'm your Membership and Communications Officer at the SRA, and coming up in this podcast, I'm going to be finding out exactly what Demo Factor is all about, a bit more about the judges, and what have the past winners gone on to do in their careers. I'll also be finding out about tips and tricks to put together the perfect demo. So let's go back to last year at the University of Exeter, where last year's podcaster George sums up exactly what Demo Factor is all about.
So day one of the 2015 National Student Radio Conference here at the University of Exeter is in full swing, and up next is what can arguably be described as the most terrifying night of the student radio calendar.
It's Demo Factor time, where aspiring broadcasters put their future careers and possibly their dignity on the line as they put forward a highlights reel of their top radio skills to a panel of industry experts.
Hello, my name's Chris North. I am the founder and talent manager at North Media Talent.
My name's Rob Watson. I'm exec producer at Capital Extra.
Hello, I'm Jordan North. A presenter now on Rock FM, do the drive time show on there.
I'm Paul Sylvester. I'm deputy content director at Absolute Radio and one of the Demo Factor judges.
Their demos will be openly criticised and ripped apart, all in the name of character building and perhaps a bit of mild bullying. There is no holding back, and for the winner, a possible shining career in radio awaits. But to get there, they'll have to get through Devon and hell first. So I'm currently with Sam, who has put a demo in for the Demo Factor. So, on a scale of 1 to terrified, how are you feeling right now?
I'm so terrified. I didn't think I would be this terrified, but I am. I've got so much butterflies in my stomach right now. There's a massive, great hall, and it's just daunting that all these people are going to, well, might listen to my demo.
So I'm here with Izzy, who's also put a demo in for the Demo Factor. How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit nervous, George, I'm not going to lie to you. Quite nervous. There is quite a small chance of actually being picked, but if so, hopefully the judges like what I've done.
That was George there at the University of Exeter last year. This year there's going to be a slight change in the judging lineup. Jordan North is going to be replaced by Amy Vose of Gem 106. This year's Demo Factor is again going to be hosted by Vicky Blight, and it's kind of a big deal this year for her because she's alumni of Express Radio, where this year's conference is being held. Last year's winner of Demo Factor was Sammy James from Leeds Student Radio, and I've managed to grab hold of his audio for what he submitted to Demo Factor, so let's listen back.
As you'll know from all the posters and the spamming on Facebook, it's election time here at the Union. Alex and I, we feel a bit left out. We really want to run an election campaign, but we don't really want the job at the end of it. So what we're going to do, we're going to start our own fake campaigns. We're going to do a campaign song video, standard. But today it's down to business. We want policies, not pop songs. We went to interview the students of Leeds to find out what they made of our manifestos.
One of my ideas was, you know, they have the free condom box upstairs.
Yeah.
It's only like plain flavours.
Yeah.
I was thinking just introducing some more fruity flavours, ties in with the nightclub. Do you think that's something that would be of interest?
I think it completely depends which flavours you're talking about.
Well, just, you know, the standard Starburst flavours, like strawberry, orange, lime, things like that. Basically, I'm thinking of reinvigorating the freshest ball.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually managed to get in contact with, like, Kanye West's agent to get him running. Do you think that would be something that would be a good idea for the freshest ball?
I think more people would come if you did do that.
Yeah, cool, sure.
Do you ever have a conversation with someone at uni, but you're trying to work out who they are mid-conversation? I think there must be loads of situations just like this happening all the time around campus. I thought it would be fun to put on a secret microphone and approach complete strangers in the union, pretending we'd met on a night out.
Hey, you alright?
Yeah?
Sorry, we met the other week.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
So your name is?
Sammy. Sorry, what was your...
Julia.
Julia. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were like, we were in Terrace upstairs the other week. There was a few of us. I was with your friends. I've got friends from French that maybe... Do you do French?
Yeah, I do French.
Do you? Yeah, that's where I think...
Sorry, I'm sorry, but I really don't remember.
Now, have you ever had something that you should have said to yourself, it's too good to be true? If you have, tweet me, @thisisLSR. Because this week, I got caught out hook, line and sinker, and I'm feeling pretty stupid. It all started when a friend of mine, she posted a status and said, would anyone like to sample Asda's new Christmas range at their headquarters in Leeds? And I just thought, this is the perfect student job. Free Christmas food and money. So I popped down there this morning and someone leads me back into the kitchens. And then the woman hands me an apron. I asked, oh, what kind of food are we going to be sampling that needs an apron? And then this is the moment I find out that in the biz, sampling doesn't mean eating the food. Sampling means serving the food. So let that be a lesson to you. Always read the small print. Otherwise, you'll end up in a hairnet dishing up pigs in blankets, like me. Go and take this. Do you know someone that is just a little bit too good at everything, and it starts to get annoying? I'm sure you've got friends at uni like this. But today, I've reached this point with Daniel Radcliffe. Okay, so he's good looking, he can act, and it turns out he can rap the alphabet aerobics, which is probably the trickiest rap of all time. Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing. So it starts off quite slow at A. I assault animate. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Then it gets a bit faster halfway through at letter M. And by letter X, it's ridiculously fast. Today, though, I'm going to try and one-up Daniel Radcliffe for us mere muggles back in the real world. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm going to see if I can do that alphabet aerobics song, but backwards. Zigzag zombies zooming to the zenith. Zero in, zen thumper, zeleron, zealot, yellowback, yagmouth, young one, young. Down there, I'm dead, doing dope. Demonstration, start data on the download, casually. Great test these, passing cats, got the canopies collapsing. Building broken, left bound by the bomb beat. Notice a broken, basically, I'm bombarded. Artificial amateurs on a call amazing. Ellie, I assault, animate this.
You have just one demo factor. You've got to show an Absolute Radio 90s. Just tell me, how do you feel right now?
Ecstatic. I mean, genuinely ecstatic. Never expected to even get my demo played. To win, like, what the heck? I can't believe it. Genuinely cannot believe it. Just, he said he went with his gut, and I'm really happy that he, you know, felt passion for me. He wasn't thinking of his head, thinking of his heart. Love it. Brilliant.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sammy James then went on this year to win a Student Radio Award at the Indigo 2 back in November. The award entry that won him gold for Best Male is very similar to the entry he put in for Demo Factor, so no need to repeat that here. But I do have an interview with him after winning a Student Radio Award to see how he felt.
Hi, I'm Sammy James. I used to be in Leeds Student Radio, and I've just won Best Male at Student Radio Awards.
So you're graduating into the radio industry with an incredible award then?
Yeah, I'm just delighted to win this tonight, and I really worked hard on the award, and I'm just so glad that hard work over the summer paid off, because this is a really big award. Some great people won it. Greg James, shout out, surname brother. Won this 10 years ago, and people like Pete Allison and Glenn Scott also won, and they've gone on to do great things. So I just hope it's the start of something really special.
Yeah, what do you hope to do now?
Well, at the moment, I already work for Absolute Radio. I'm a broadcast assistant there, presenter and a producer there, working under Paul Sylvester, shout out. He's my boss, and he helped me a lot with this award, so cheers to Paul. So I'm working there and doing different things in Bauer, hopefully going to be a bit more on air soon because I'm more behind the scenes and the dog's body of Absolute Radio.
And if you have any tips of kind of what people should put in their demo?
Well, my stuff was, I think my stuff was unique because I went out and got vox pops. That was the thing I did. I also made my content really shareable on social media, and they got quite a lot of YouTube views as well. I'd say, though, that the main advice, if I ever had any, is actually befriend someone that's good at radio, which is what I did. Which is a guy called Rich Williams, and I worked for him for 6 months at Heart, and without him I would not have won this tonight, because he ripped my entire shows apart, and as a reward for working with him, he said I will rip it to shreds, and we spent hours and hours going through it, and without that help, like, it would not be possible. So befriend someone, make good friends with contacts in the industry, and you'll go far.
Next up then is George Godfrey from Fly FM, and he won Demo Factor back in 2014 and is now a regular presenter on Absolute Radio. Let's have a listen to what his demo was that he submitted back in 2014.
Saint Raymond on Fly FM, definitely one of the most exciting artists to come out of the city since Jake Bug. Got a gig over at Rescue Rooms tonight, homecoming, I can't wait to get down because he's playing with these guys. First is the spark. Amber Runner back. It's their brand new release. It's called Spark. You listen to Fly. It's the latest from Embrace. That song's called Refugees. I've just had a text in from Steph, who's over in Belgium at the minute. Like me, she hails from sunny Lancashire. Yeah, on her placement year over there, she's missing all the home comforts. Can't get herself a good pie. All the chips lack gravy, and she's missing her soaps. I feel your pain, Steph, I really do. There's not much I can do from here apart from supply you with the best tunes. I've got this new one technically unheard, like unreleased to now, from Oasis's remastered version of Definitely Maybe. I think this should definitely warm your cockles. Brand new music from Catfish and the Bottlemen. It's called Kathleen. You're listening to the Rock Request Show with me, George. How's it going? Get your requests in Twitter at @fly_fm or message me through the website flyfm.co.uk. Which, incidentally, is exactly what Abby's done. She's sat in the library, she's doing a dissertation, she's feeling a bit down, a bit lethargic, and she needs waking up for the weekend. Well, luckily, I've got exactly what you need. That's right, next up, classic Motorhead. Okay, so a bit of an interesting one with Kings of Leon. Basically, they've been encouraging everyone in the UK to come to the live tour date. Obviously, that's how they make money. But they want everyone to come naked. Yeah, not too sure about that one either. Basically, Kings of Leon played in Birmingham last year and one of the locals decided to get fully nude for the band. Apparently, that impressed them, so he got backstage access and a few beers with the band. Fair dues to him, like, I can't really argue with that. But the whole thing sort of got me thinking, if you are going to see them, they're coming to Nottingham in the next few months, do you intend to take your clothes? Because apparently you'll get backstage if you don't. Probably a good idea to travel in them, mind. If you are, let me know. Give me a tweet at @fly_fm or message me through the website flyfm.co.uk. For now, though, I've got some brand new music for you. Comes from St. Vincent from her fourth studio album, self-titled. This is the lead track. It's called Rattlesnake. New music from the Black Keys there. The song's called Fever, taken from their forthcoming album, Turn Blue, out on the 13th of May. You might have seen that one advertised on Mike Tyson's Twitter account. Yeah, that's right. They decided to sack off all their own social media for the Tysonator. Next up, we're going to step away from the blues rock vibes of the Black Keys to a very different kind of two-piece. One of the biggest artists to emerge this year, this is Little Monster from Royal Blood.
Okay, so we've just had the announcement of the winner of Demo Factor 2014. I'm here with Paul Sylvester. What do you think of George?
I thought George was brilliant. I was really surprised that we had such an amazing demo so quickly within the night. But what he had everything in that demo already that I thought was really good. There was interaction, there was personalities, there were stories. He loved the music, he talked about the music. I honestly, genuinely, if I heard that demo in real life, as it were, and not on a stage in front of an audience of 500 people, I would have called George in and said, look, let's have a conversation anyway. He was that good.
The prize of winning Demo Factor is to have their own show on Absolute 90s. As his new boss, as it were, what can George expect from you?
Well, we're going to show even more tough love than we did tonight. It's got to be good. He's going out on national radio across the UK on Absolute Radio 90s, and that's really important. So we're going to work on crafting a really good show. And what I really want to do with George is see where we can take him. See, you know, I don't know him. I've only just met him. He was a face in a crowd for 2 hours this evening. But I'm really excited. What I liked about him was that he was really natural and he just stood out. And I just want to say as well that Alex, who was the kind of the runner-up to tonight, I'm going to spend some time with Alex as well because he had some great stories. I know Joss from Radio 1 also wants to meet Alex. And I think what it is, it's about coaching, it's about mentoring, it's about let's make this show, but let's not rush it. Let's give, you know, George all of the time he needs to make a really good show. I want it to be a show that's full of, you know, his personality and see where we go. But, you know, we need to have a chat, have a sit down and see what George's ambitions are as well. Because, you know, he's a really, really good talent.
Obviously, with George coming in, he's coming out of uni. And I guess the process will be to try and coach him into the professional radio environment. How do you see him sitting in with the current Absolute Radio family?
Well, look, I mean, you know, we've given him one show. Let's see how that goes and let's take it step by step. There's no promises. There's no promises in radio. But actually, George has already stood out. You know, the room really, really liked George. And I think that's a really good start. And I think what we really always try and do at Golden Square is have people who are really, really experienced and also try and bring young people through as well, because you want a mix of ages, a mix of styles, a mix of presenters as well. And I think, you know, George on 90s will be a really interesting mix alongside Pete Donaldson, alongside Vicky Blight as well. And I think it's going to be interesting to see where he goes. You know, Pete Allison, who does some shows for me right now, he came from student radio. And I think tonight shows how important student radio is, but also how important frank feedback is as well. Look, you know, we got some heckles tonight, but there's no point in us coming on and just being really nice about everything, because nobody's going to learn. And I hope that people have gone away from tonight having had a few beers, a few laughs, and actually kind of learned something as well. And, you know, the news that's going to be revealed about Demo Factor later this week is really exciting, and I think that's going to be kind of really enticing and get more people to upload their demos.
That's great. And final question. Obviously, you've mentioned Alex, who you said you want to work with. There are obviously a lot of other demos which were both good and some which need more improvement. For the ones which missed out, which maybe were still on the good end, which received a lot of positive feedback, have you got any comments about them, any advice for them?
You know, not everybody whose demo we played tonight was right for me at Absolute Radio. But obviously, people can always send in demos. I'll always listen to them. And potentially what I can do is help people to find the right home for themselves. And if we can find the right home for them, I can actually introduce them potentially to some of the right people who might be helpful for them.
That's great. Paul Sylvester, Absolute Radio, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
We are in radio.
Paul Sylvester there explaining why he chose George to have a show on Absolute Radio 90s. Let's listen to some of the other judges to hear their tips and tricks as to what makes the perfect demo.
I think we kind of know what you're looking for, but what do you absolutely hate in a demo? What would make you buzz straight away?
We don't like jingles at the start. We don't like funny sound effects. So that would make me buzz straight away.
Just someone trying to be another presenter and starting a link with "Hello everybody out there" or something like that, like getting the basics wrong. But so far they've been really strong.
And finally on this show, we've got James Lua, who came second in Demo Factor last year. James then went on to win silver at the Student Radio Awards. The interesting thing that I like about his demos is that he chose to submit two completely different pieces of audio for Demo Factor and for the Student Radio Awards. So first let's listen to his Demo Factor entry.
It's the UK number one, Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand on Flight. Evening, it's James with you until seven. Summer is definitely on its way, so sit back, imagine yourself lying on that beach with a cocktail and shades on. I am absolutely loving this at the moment. It's the first big summer anthem of the year. It's 5 minutes past five. OMI, Cheerleader on Fly. Can't get enough of this at the moment. It's James Bay, Hold Back the River on Fly FM. I've got Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran and Kygo all on the way in the next sort of about 15 minutes or so. But first, it's time to play something off our local spotlight playlist now. We're all about emerging acts here on Fly FM, and this track is actually from a four-piece band. They're into sort of their pop and their indie sort of vibe. This is The Mockingjays. It's called Feels. Sam Smith and John Legend, the perfect coalition. Lay Me Down on Fly FM. It's just coming up to 20 to 7 on your Monday evening. Hope you're doing okay. Speaking of coalitions, any idea who you're voting for in the general election at the moment? Or are you still undecided? Do let me know. Now, I have to say, I did watch the election debates, and the one thing I was thinking the whole time was it was a cross between this.
I ho, if home from work we go.
And this. Yeah, you didn't get those references. Take Me Out and the Seven Dwarves in reference to the seven-way debate that was occurring. And those stands that they were all standing behind, they very much look like Take Me Out stands. I've still got plenty of music to come for you from now all the way up till 7 p.m. I've got the brand new one from Marlin, Roulette, on the way. Also 4 or 5 seconds as well. But before all that, I'm going to put on my 90s track of the week, as I always do on my show every single week, and get this one up nice and loud. It's Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca on Fly. He's done it again, hasn't he? Jason Derulo, 1-2-1-Me on Fly FM. What a track that is. If you're out in the summer sunshine, perfect soundtrack to have playing in the background. More big new music for you now on Fly FM. This is brand new from Ed Sheeran and Rudimental. It's Bloodstream on Fly. Years and Years, it's King, BBC Sound of 2015 on Fly. Right, now, something I came across on Twitter the other day. A bloke in America has sued Pizza Hut because he was served an excessively hard crouton. Apparently it broke part of his tooth and he walked away with £2,000 in compensation. Pretty good. Someone else who might be losing part of his tooth though, and maybe a bit more if he's not careful, is Mr. Bieber. Here's the lady it's been all about. She's still making great new music. It's Ariana Grande on Fly. Kygo and Conrad sat as Firestone off Life M. Hopefully, that's made you feel a little bit calmer. If you're doing a dissertation and it's stressing you out, that is the song surely you need. Just playing in the background, just to sort of put a little bit of reality back into the world a little bit. But, as we do on Fly, we're raising the tempo again.
And this is his Student Radio Award entry. Now, the difference between the two is that the Demo Factor entry was purely for presenting purposes, whereas James is actually a bit of a broadcast journalist as well, which you can hear from this demo because he's put his newsreader stuff in there as well.
It's Nick Jonas and Jealous on Fly FM. A very good evening. I've just checked out that new Taylor Swift video that I was just talking about. And I tell you what, there is so much going on in it. There's explosions everywhere. There's like these see-through motorbikes and cars that Taylor Swift and Ellie Goulding and other people are sitting in. It's all going off. It's like they've blown up half the world just to make the video. If you haven't checked that already, it's on our Twitter at Fly_FM. I've still got that new one from Jess Glynn. Hold my hand, former UK number one, but Charlie XCX for you now. This is Famous.
Hello.
Hi, Lucy. It's James, you all right?
Hi.
Sometimes people say that I'm not very manly, like my flatmates. I was just wondering whether you could teach me to spit like a man.
Whether I can teach you to spit like a man?
Yeah. And also, you know, you're obviously a lady, Lucy, so do you think a woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets?
What are these metaphors that you're coming up with, or similes?
Have you seen the film Titanic, Lucy? Movie Quote Caller is back this week for the second time, and I started quoting lines from Shrek. How you doing?
I'm all right. Just coming out of seminar.
You seen any blue flowers with red thorns anywhere on your walk, or?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
What flowers are they?
Well, you know, just I heard there were some flowers like that.
Yeah. New music for NTU. This is Fly FM.
It's time to get your Saturday night started. James Lewis with you with the biggest tracks from now all the way up till 9 o'clock. It's pre-climax. It's the FA Cup final evening. I've got some of the biggest tunes for you in the UK at the moment. Stay right there. Up next for you, DJ Fresh and Believer on Fly. My world is so divine. Former UK number one now, Omi and Cheerleader on Fly FM. Very good evening. Just gone 6 o'clock and I've still got that absolutely amazing new track from Justin Bieber, and the drop is incredible, I have to say. Got that for you. Plus, I'm going to be talking a bit about Shia LaBeouf and his really odd sort of, I say motivational speech, but I don't think so. Years and Years, this is brand new. It's called Shine. I remember
us alone. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it!
Does he, like, do adverts for Nike now? Just do it? Just, you know, say it quite a lot, that's all. Anyway, what do you think of that? Did it motivate you, or did it just plain scare you? Personally, I just think that sometimes people don't want to be just, like, doing these amazing things, like climbing mountains or going on marathons. I just want to sit back and chill, maybe just, you know, listen to some music or something. Maybe songs like this one from Justin Bieber. This is called Where Are You Now on Flight. So if someone said to you, Trent Tab gives students a bad reputation, how would you respond to that?
I'd say definitely not. I cannot think of one story we have written that's been against the student.
On your website, you said about what you covered this year, and in particular, you said you broke huge news stories like remember the car that blocked the tram, that was ours. A lot of outlets actually reported that, and I actually knew the guy that actually broke the story, Billy Taylor. And you said online that you were the ones that broke that first. So do you believe in accuracy on Trent Tab as well?
Absolutely believe in accuracy. Okay. All stories go through the law team. We were definitely the first student publication to get it out there. Whether we were the first newspaper to get it out there might be a different story.
Flo Rida and Going Down For Real on Fly FM. Now it's time for one of the confirmed grad ball artists alongside Duke Dumont and Example. This is Lethal Bizzle and Festus Skank. Turn it up. Damn.
And that's it from me today at the Student Radio Association. If you're planning on putting in a demo for Demo Factor, you've got until 3 p.m. on Wednesday to do it. Just head to the Demo Factor website and submit your entry. I'll be running around like a headless chicken or conference, but if you do see me, then please do come up and say hi and bring mini eggs. I'll like you more.
We are in radio.